Next month, the Environmental Protection Agency will announce a new partnership with the states designed to regulate companies like Dominion and Appalachian Power. Utilities are the nation's leading producers of greenhouse gases, emitting 40% of the carbon dioxide in our atmosphere. So experts say this is an important step in reducing the long-term risks of climate change. At the University of Virginia, Dr. Vivian Thompson has been looking at different states and countries, trying to figure out why some are more successful than others in promoting green energy. Virginia is one of three states she describes as passive, doing very little to combat climate change. One possible reason: our legislators are not professional lawmakers, and they don't devote full time to studying complex subjects like climate change.
The General Assembly meets for a very brief time, and it's difficult for the legislators themselves to become experts in this arena. They're not well staffed, so that means power flows outside the legislature.
In other words, utilities that have teams of experts and plenty of campaign cash can dominate the debate. Thompson says Virginia's governors have provided little leadership in combating climate change, and there are political and economic factors holding the state back.
A deep investment in fossil fuels with respect to electricity generation. A political culture that we call traditional and elite dominated.
In her book, Sophisticated Interdependence in Climate Policy, Thompson argues it's not a matter of partisan politics. California and New York, for example, are actively moving away from carbon-based fuels.
Governor Schwarzenegger in California, Governor Pataki in New York, those are both active states in part because of those Republican governors.
She also looks at what's happened in other countries and hopes the EPA can learn from them. Her colleague, Virginia Parenchi, is a professor at the Institute for Energy and Environment at the University of Sao Paulo in Brazil.
80% of our electricity comes from hydropower plants, which makes the electricity mix very renewable. Besides that, we have wind, which is growing fast, and also sugarcane bagasse.
Ann Thompson says we should study Germany, where citizens who install solar panels can sell power back to the grid for a generous price.
That has become a central part of Germans' identification with renewable energy. I can make money, or at least I can make my money back. And if you look at states like Texas and Iowa in this country, exactly these same kinds of ideas are having tremendous success with respect to renewable energy investments.
The EPA is expected to give states and utilities great latitude in how they achieve new goals. In addition to limiting their own use of coal, oil, and gas, invest in solar, wind, or hydro projects developed by others, and help consumers reduce demand for electricity. I'm Sandy Houseman.